Welcome back to another episode of Creating Magic. I'm Dani.
And I'm Paula.
And today we are going back to the Mossverse with book two of A Court of Mist and Fury.
Woo!
So before we introduce our guest, there will be spoilers for book one and two. If you have not read book one and two, approach with your own caution. We will not go past book two. There will not be no book three spoilers. First off, we have Angel is back with us.
Hi, everyone.
And I believe for the first time ever, we have Rudy.
Hi, everyone.
So why don't you each introduce yourself, your handle, and we'll start there.
All right. Well, hi, I'm Rudy. My handle is Rudy's Multiverse. I changed it to that, I think maybe 2 years ago. I can't remember, just because it first started off as the Harry Potter account and I wanted to do more things with like theme parks and Funko Pops and a little bit of everything. So I thought, it used to be Rudy Lestrange, but then I changed it and I thought, I feel like this is a good fit because I want to do a little bit of everything. I wanted to do an aesthetic, but that's just not going to happen. So that's really hard to keep up. And I don't regret it. Sometimes I still think about it, but I'm like, no, I'm all over the place. So my account reflects that.
Can you guys also tell us your pronouns?
Yes. So my pronouns are he, him.
Hi. So my name's Angel. My pronouns are he, him. And my Instagram account is Wizard of Main Street, which is also my Twitch account, but it's not, I don't know. I'm not very active on either of those. Sorry, but after school, I will be, right? After school, I will be.
So let's start off with initial thoughts of Mists and Fury.
I've been waiting for this forever. Paula, let's go.
Okay. many of you know I had a very hard time finishing that first book. Oh my God. It took me 3 months. The second book, oh my God. Like, now I understand the hype. I 100% understand everything, why everybody's like so obsessed with the series. I have taken it upon myself to anybody who's like, I couldn't get through the first book. I'm like, get the book and finish it. I promise you that the second book is way, way, way better. I'm like obsessed. I don't even know what to do with myself anymore.
Well, you also said something.
I'm a bookstagrammer now. I don't even know how that happened.
You've also said something you have never said, which was you would reread this book.
I would absolutely reread this book. And I can say, and it hurts my Harry Potter soul to say this, but that A Court of Mist and Fury is my favorite book that I have ever, ever read. Ever. Like, it took the number one spot above Order of the Phoenix, which is like my favorite book. It took the number one spot. I just, zero regrets. Right. My only regret is that I didn't read it before.
Well, I think I kind of think you should add, Paula, too. I think I remember seeing on your page you posted that you would also reread the first one.
I would. Now that I know what I know, I kind of want to go back and reread everything with different eyes, right? Like, I want to read everything that Reese said.
Yes.
In book one, just every scene that he was involved in. Like, I mean, if I could get a book that just gave me those things, I'm sure I could find something online. Just so I could reread them and, like, I don't know, feel differently about them, right? Because in the first book, you're like, God, this guy is such a prick. Like, what is it with this guy? You know? And, like, I was just like, and even at the end, you're like, okay, maybe he's not so bad, right? But in that second book, I love him so much. I don't even know what to do with myself anymore.
What about you, Rudy? What were your initial thoughts?
Well, just like Paula, the first book was, I've always heard the first one was okay, but that the rest of the series was really good. And that's book two, best one out of the series, is a lot of people love it. So I'm like, all right, guys, come on. Like, we got to push through. Like, we're almost done with the first book. And same thing. Like the first half of the first book, I was like, all right, it's okay. But by the second book, I mean, the second half with the challenge, I was like, oh, wow, I was not expecting this, because I knew a few spoilers from certain books and I've never heard this from the first book at all. So I thought it was really interesting. But book two, really loved it. Like Paula, I always thought Risan was this like sexy, conniving scoundrel, which he still technically is, but still our high lord. We love him. Fell in love with book two. Love the Night Court. I love Farrah's just transformation with character development. I think this was really great character development, because I was telling Paula that with book one, I didn't connect with Farrah at all. I was rooting for her to survive, succeed, especially during the challenges. But here it's like, oh my God, I just want her to be okay and happy. It's like, come on, Farrah, let's go. I was really rooting for her here. And I can't stand Tamlin Paula. We talked about this. And Ianthe, we nicknamed her Janet just because we didn't know how to pronounce her name.
Ianthe.
So yeah, it's Ianthe. Yeah, so we're like, oh, there goes Janet again. So we're, without spoilers, we're currently doing book three right now. And I'm like, oh my God, F Ianthe, I hate her so much. So no spoilers. But yeah,
Rudy,
we're really enjoying it so far.
Do you recall who your favorite character was after book one?
After book one, ooh.
Or even like the character you liked most, maybe not necessarily a favorite.
I feel like because we got a little bit of Risan, it was between, ooh, wait for it, either Lucien or even Queen Amarantha, believe it or not.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't know why. I just really liked her as a villain, and seeing her just her shadow kind of haunt over Farrah in book two, because she's mentioned a lot. Like, I thought she was going to mention maybe one or two times, maybe three, but no, she's just this lingering shadow over Farrah and everybody else. And it's scary, you know, everyone's traumatized. And yeah, I thought she was a pretty good villain.
Yeah, I think she's a good villain.
Yeah, for me, it was Lucien. I like.
We want to know if he's still your favorite.
No, not right now. No.
We're mad at him.
Go to why? But why, Paula? But why, Paula?
Why? Because, okay, so in the first book, you get like, you know, like his and fair connection was like friend, you know, and I was like, okay, this is like, you know, he's not her love interest. He like, you could tell that he cared for her, right? Like, as a friend. And I like that. Like, it's kind of like Frozen. I love Frozen, the movie, because it has nothing to do with Elsa or Anna even. Well, Anna, yes, but not like, it wasn't about the love of a man, right? It was just a sisterly love, right? So I love that like connection between people that's platonic. And so I was like, this guy, he was really like, he was my favorite in the first book. I was like, I really like him. And now I'm like, how dare you, sir? Let my girl, you know, not
get some pants.
And like, just, you know, now you're like a bro, like you're Tamlin's bro. And I don't like that. Knowing that your brothers and your dad are like crap and you're letting this man treat your friend like that.
Mm-mm.
No. I'm mad at him. I'm very angry.
We're also mad at the fact that he responded to Elaine as his maid and her maid. We were like, nope.
No. Red flag.
Stay away from Elaine.
And I don't really like Elaine, but like I don't have like a connection to her. I've said it before. I feel like she's media boba. I don't know what that will entail in the third book. I'm assuming I'll learn a little bit more about her, but that whole that thing was weird at the end. The whole like, she's my mate. I was like, what the?
It seemed really out of place for sure, right?
It like, really did. I was like, what is happening here? Like, it was so much, and then all of a sudden, this mate thing. Like, I was like, okay, now.
Paula, trigger warning for what I'm about to say. But remember how in Twilight when they were imprinting?
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what this kind of gave, and I'm like, yeah. And I was, again, like, I was so mad
at Lucien. At least introduce like, yourself before you're saying anything crazy. Like,
yeah.
Like, you don't even know you.
Use Reese as an example. Don't go out there like, you're my mate, you're mine. No. You gotta slow your way in. You gotta take your time.
It's nice to meet you. I'm sorry you just went through a trauma.
Like, yeah. But you know, it's crazy because that whole, the whole, like, Printhian seems to be very, like, like the theme seems to be like misogyny, right? Like you were like, oh, you know, like it's all about me, right? And when I say me, I mean like the man, right? So Lucia doesn't care, you know. It's so weird.
And that made me angry. He didn't care because I really liked him,
right?
Oh my god, I can't wait to talk to you guys about the third book.
Yeah, but oh, you've already started the third book, huh?
I did already start the third book.
It was
I think that I'm gonna come back from the cruise and the book's gonna be done. So
yeah, I think so too. But what if like I wonder if Lucien's things like Rhys responded really well to finding out Pharaoh was his mate, right? Like he stumbled back or whatever, he kind of kept it to himself, like quiet. Lucien just doesn't have that, I don't know, social emotional intelligence, I guess, right? So he just says, oh my god, you're my, like, he's just, I think he was just as stunned as Rhys, but he didn't, you know, react the same.
He's not Darth Bobby. He just doesn't have the skills.
Well, there's also a difference in, like, Lucien reacts by just blurting it out. Rhysin reacts being like, what do you mean you don't know how to read? We need to fix this actual problem before we even, and build a relationship before I even, like, you don't trust me yet. Like,
these books are giving us impossible dating standards. We Rhysin just really knocked it out of the park. I think part of the reason why, like, there's a little, like, in the first book, Lucien had this, like, snarky charm to him. But again, you get mad at him still. You're just like, oh, mother effer, like, why? And he just stood there during the whole Elaine Nesta fiasco towards the end of the book. And it's like, no, I don't approve. Like, you just stood there. Like, you could have done something. And did he even, like, hold her and be like, hey, are you okay? Because I think he did.
He did, like, scoot towards her, like, a little bit. Yeah. Like, to try.
I think he put his, like, coat or something over her. Maybe it was Rhysin. I can't remember. Yeah.
But, like, Rudy, remember when we read, like, the part where Pharaoh finds out that she's Rhysin's mate, and you were like, when she got pissed, you were like, come on, Pharaoh. And I was like, no, I think it's, I understand her reaction, right? Because in, you know, you, she's already falling for him, but mm-hmm. now she's thinking that in that his whole plan had like an ulterior motive, right? Like, that it wasn't about her. It was about him getting his mate. It wasn't. So, like, we were both, and he was like, I guess I kind of get that. But it's like, because she does do some stuff through the second book that you're like, girl, you know, like when she's flirting and stuff, she was flirting with everybody in that book. She was not. I was like,
yeah, let's be honest. It's because it's like, okay, you say you don't want Rhysin, but you're sending these, you know, sexy little magical notes late at night.
Oh my God, the notes.
I just wants a series of the text messages, as she calls them.
I do. Those little notes that they were sending each other, there is no way in hell that I was going to bed after that. I'm knocking on your door, buddy. We're talking.
Remember what I told you? I was like, basically, this is his way of saying, hey, you up, what you doing, come over. Like, that was his way of saying it through these notes.
And we're like, you want to watch Netflix and chill? Yes. But there were so many moments like that that I was like, what is, you do already? But then I understood, like, after you find out after 54, like, how long he's known and how everything he did, like, was because, how I say, he loves her. Everything that he did, you're like, oh my god, this guy was ready to let his mate marry this man he hates because he loved her. And that he didn't, like, intervene until, you know, he knew that she was, like, in trouble and that she needed help. I just, oh my god, you're right. This is giving, I'm sorry. If you're single, you should not read this book. I'm just saying, because you will never find a man like Dark Poppy, ever.
It's too late for me. So.
It's too late. Don't do what Rudy did.
You aren't ready. Y'all aren't ready.
Nobody, oh gosh, nobody, Daddy. Can, oh, is it bad? Are we going to be
not,
like,
no,
is,
it's just like,
am I going to,
she's implying, I think she's implying, she's implying there might be a stronger love somewhere. I don't know.
Oh my god.
I think she's implying there might be a stronger love somewhere.
You're not going to stop loving Rhysin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I don't think you will.
I hope not. I am team. If something happens to him, I'm very scared something's going to happen to him.
What? Oh, it's because we told you we're traumatized from Game of Thrones. We're
traumatized by Game of Thrones. So
that's right. I just feel like
something has to happen to him, but I don't. I will be so upset. I think I will.
We also still don't have the full story yet. Like, story hasn't ended yet.
Right.
Even
there's
still more books that aren't out yet.
I know. I saw this article that said that she has 7 books coming out this year. Is that true?
She's contracted. Oh, 7? Not coming out. She's contracted for. So she got a new contract that we believe is for another series.
Oh.
Yeah. No, gotcha. The things you see is that she has been renewed another contract of a book series. It's not that she's releasing, because she usually only releases like 1 a year. So we're thinking that the next ACOTAR will come out probably next year.
Okay.
Because I think I did see a video saying that she had an idea for, or something written for, a next ACOTAR universe book. So, and I don't know. Like I said,
the rumors were that it was like a possible like water based series, and it made me think more Crescent City than ACOTAR, just because of how they're. Whereas ACOTAR is, and this isn't a spoiler, is set up because it's the name of the books, like how they have the Spring Court, the Night Court, the Crescent City has houses. So their books are like House of
Flame and Shadow or something.
Yeah, Flame and Shadow. And there's the house that is like those that live underwater. And there's a character we love that's in that series. But we're wondering if rumor that it's water based
for like 2 years.
So we're curious where that will come in.
Anytime I ask Nanny something about the books, or like if they're related to each other, if they're anything, she's like, I can neither confirm nor deny.
And that's why I like not talking as much, because I don't want to say spoilers, because I've read all the books available in all the series 2 times. Mm-hmm. So
you're a good friend, Danny. Don't be like me, where you accidentally just slip and start to spill your beans.
Even I'm so Kim sorry. Is like, we're in a group with Kim, and Kim hates spoilers. Chanel doesn't care. Kim. Chanel.
I mean, if Chanel, you spoil a book for me, I'm coming after you.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
So, the good thing
that's
is
one thing you don't do to me. So
it's rare. Mm. It's rare.
I usually read books when they come out, though, so it's.
We have a Kindle group, and Kim is in there, and she read the first 2 books already too, within like a span of a week, and then she says she's not a fast reader. Anyway, she was like, Rudy, she like put a warning, like, Rudy, if you spoil anything, remember, I am not where you are. I need you to slow down. Be careful what you say. But yeah,
it's funny. You know, like Sabrina's read all of them too, or well, not the whole series, just the ACOTAR. And I'm always like, oh my God. Like, and I ask her a question. Is this, I was like, wait, you know what? Don't tell me. No, don't tell me. Let me read it. But she had already, like I said, she's already spoiled it all for me. I just forgot. Right.
Oh, no.
Like she spoiled it. Like she had told me, like,
but she didn't spoil it on purpose, series. Right?
No. She asked me. Yeah. She asked me, are you going to read this series? And this was years ago. And I said, no, I'm not going to pick up that series. And
oh, the times have changed.
Here I am. So I know she gave me a bunch of spoilers, but I don't remember them. So
I run into things on Instagram. I've gotten really good at like reading the text on a reel, because my entire feed feed is like Throne of Glass, Crescent City, ACOTAR. I don't know where the Harry Potter went, but it is not in my feed. So I've gotten really good at like reading the text, like that says like so-and-so spoilers, not just like possible spoilers, but like for the book, just sometimes since I don't know like the initials, you know, like ACOMAF, ACOTAR, ACOWAR, whatever, like really quick, sometimes I'll like accidentally like spoil. So sometimes I'll see it and I'll swipe. But even swiping, the next video is something that could possibly spoil something. And I think I ran into something for book 3, and I hope it's wrong, but I'm not going to talk about it, obviously, because I'm going to forget anyway. But
adding to your point too with the spoilers. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Go.
Okay. Adding to your point with the spoilers. So remember how I was telling you, like, oh man, like I know certain things. I just don't know which book it's in. I don't know if it's in this book or the next one, because I knew that Nesta was going to re-enter the chat at some point, and I didn't know how. Oh, Danny, she's like, yay, Nesta. The little hearts. No, yeah. Oh, it didn't work with me. But I was like, huh, I wonder how Nesta's going to get back into like Farrah's world and her life, because I know Nesta said in the last book she tried venturing into Perithia. And so I thought, okay, maybe she somehow goes through the wall. And then here you find out, y'all, they were kidnapped. The whole family taken, part four. Get Liam Neeson to like save all these. It's going to be Farrah, though. She's the least Liam Neeson character. But yeah, I was like, oh no. And Paula, I think I was telling you this. I was like, there's something sad about the way Elaine and Nesta were just treated and dumped into the cauldron, because I thought, okay, this seems really, not only is it cruel, but I don't know, just the way it was written. I don't know. Maybe because it was against their will.
Like they're just like grabbing them and like pushing them in. Uh-huh. Now I kind of understand like why Danny loves Nesta so much, because even as she was going down, she was like, F you, I'm going
to, that's part of
at
it.
At some point, I'm taking you down with me. I just want you to know.
That was like, I thought that was a really cool scene. I also thought it was a little bit like,
I need to be in the group chat when y'all read Silver Flames, just so I can watch your responses in real time.
And to be fair, Silver Flames is book five.
The
novella.
The other one is three and a half.
Paula thinks she's an expert now on all things Avatar.
It's all talk about. Even the kid, like, what are you talking about? I'm like, just leave me alone.
The Nightcore. What's this, mommy?
Who's Dark Bobby? Is that Bobby? No.
What about the characters you learned? Like we met new characters that were not in the, because remember we talked about the first book. It was like, why is there a series on this? It seems so happy ending, right? Like, and you talked about like what's gonna happen. And you said, oh, I think it's gonna be like this enemies to lovers thing. And something else, right? So, but we learned, like we met the family.
Right, the inner circle,
inner circle.
The bad boys.
Yeah, I absolutely love. I love the inner circle. I would
Who's
also
your favorite inner circle member that is not Resend at this point?
I want to say Asriel. I am not sure why though. There's like there's something mysterious about him, and I want to know more about him. I just want to know more. I'm also very interested in whatever the hell Amryn is.
Oh, I have like an idea.
What is she? Like, what are you? Are you a vampire? Why are you drinking blood? Like,
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. And then because I also thought, like Danny said, or Sabrina and Danny told me, like the universes are connected, right? So like
Danny
in
said
some
she
way,
can neither confirm nor deny.
Right. She can't confirm or deny. But if they're connected, I thought, I was like, wait, and I think the Throne of Glass series is like vampires, or there's vampires in it. I don't know, or something. One of them has vampires. Danny's trying to think. I don't
Crescent
know.
Crescent City has vampires in it.
Right. Okay. Something has vampires. I remember seeing somewhere. And so I thought, I was like, wait, is Amryn from one of those series? But I think the answer is we don't know or something. I don't know. Or at least what I've been told or something is we don't know. But apparently Danny knows.
Danny does know. But yeah, I just feel like I need to know what you are, why you're 10,000 years old. I was just like, what are you? I loved her. Like that whole, like, I don't give a shit. I don't give a crap. like, she's very like cold and sassy, and just like the whole thing where she gave her the pendant, like when she went to the
prison, Azkaban.
Yeah, to Azkaban. And then when she went to give it back to her, she was like, oh, it's it's nothing. It has like zero power. She was like, what? So this is like a test? And she's like, no, I think you needed something to like believe in, you know, because you didn't believe in yourself, basically. Like, and I thought that was like very nice. It was very motherly to do something like that, which I thought was weird from her. But I do like her. I'm dying to know what she is.
I know. And I'm like, are we going to find out in this book or in the next book?
Do we find out? I can neither confirm nor deny, she's going to say.
And you know, it's interesting you point that out, Paula, because I think about like how different the inner circle, or, and I don't know if it's Velaris in general or just the inner circle that's kind of like, I don't know, like progressive, I guess. Like everything they do is about empowering, right? Someone else, right? Like, or like at least Feyre, right? So like Rhys was about like, you need to train your powers. Like you need to learn how to read. It's all about empowering her, where Tamlin's like, no, like I'm going to protect you. Right. And then what you just said right now, like Amarin is about like showing her that she can go into the prison or whatever. Like it's just her, like it's, there's no like special thing. Right. And then Cassian teaching her how to fight. Right. Like all these things and more saying like, you know, if you want to get away from him, you know, come and, you know, we can go together. Right. Like I'll be your bestie or whatever. So it's all about like, all of them are about, like
right, lifting her up, like right. Not, and they, I think they all
not serve, locking like, her in the spring court and not letting her leave.
Girl, it was so.
Oh, we were so mad. Oh.
When I read it, I was like, did he just fucking lock her in here? Like, hello? Because at the beginning, you obviously know she's suffering from like PTSD, right? Like, also, I think the fact that she was like vomiting her guts out every night and Tamlin never woke up to check on her.
And he has heightened senses. You know what I mean? Like he has smell and
that's he right. Woke up. He just ignored it.
There's
no way he wasn't hearing that. Poor Rhys having to listen to this girl vomit her guts out every night. And Tamlin's not even like folding her hair. Nothing. How are you sleeping through this? Not even me. Okay.
And he didn't give her pants.
And he didn't give her pants. Oh my God.
Exactly. Yes.
When he got pants, it was literally the best thing I had ever read. I was like, oh my God, pants. There's nothing better than a comfortable pair of pants. Nobody wants to be walking around in sheer pretty clothes every day. Sure, you want to be pretty every once in a while, but every day, come on.
So I have a question because of, you know, my question is, and I'm going to preface it first with this. Like, so Tamlin also has trauma, right? Like he was also, his powers were taken away, right? His court was kind of, you know, in shambles, things like that. So my question is, does Tamlin, cause you know, when he was ignoring her, like he was vomiting and having nightmares too. He just didn't want to talk about it. Does Tamlin deserve a redemption arc?
No.
Sabrina just yelled across the room. She's like, no.
No. No. To me, see, I can't say what I want to say right now for the next episode.
There is someone else in the series, I'm not going to say who, that I believe deserves a better redemption arc.
Okay.
We're just talking book two. What you know about book two, does Tamlin deserve a redemption arc?
No. No.
Flat out no. At this moment, no.
Especially
we're still mad at Tamlin.
The way it ended, like with the cauldron and that he cut this deal with Highburn, like that he trusted Ianthe over Feyre. That Ianthe.
Red flag.
I am so, I think I don't know if I said this to you guys. Ianthe gives me, I'm a F your husband vibes.
Okay, Paula, I'm glad you said that because
From the very beginning, I was like, there is something up with you. You are not like this like religious being. You are shady. And when at the end, I was like, I effing knew it. When I saw the scene of like her basically assaulting Rhys, I was just like, I knew it.
The fact that also, if Tamlin was concerned and wanted Feyre back, there's other ways to go than go through the guy that's like trying to take over the world. Like, you could have reached out.
There's so many things you could have
done. You could have sent a letter. Maybe she would have explained herself, but you didn't. You just decided to go, oh no, she's been kidnapped. And then.
Let me send the enemy to go get her. Really quick, Angel, I want to add to your point about the way that not only the Bat Boys, but also how Mor and Amarin just kind of work together with Farrah and Rhysand. I like how, because I feel like, for example, Cassian and Azriel, they both in particular know what it's like to be pushed aside and abandoned, left for basically, right? So I'm glad when Farrah comes home, they're this tight unit and it's all about togetherness. And it's like, listen, no one's left behind. You're one of us now. Even before she became officially High Lady of the Night Court, they treated her basically like an equal. And they gave her pants. So, but yeah, but I like that. I like the relationship. Cassian is my new favorite. I keep picturing Jason Momoa in the role because I'm like, that's a good visual to have in my mind while I'm reading. So that's just my thing. So,
wait. I really enjoy this because you guys haven't met like snarky Cassian, but like the way that Jason Momoa like jokes around on top of everything, I'm like, oh yeah, that is like Cassian.
It is. Mm-hmm. It really is. Yep.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it might be his Aquaman role, but I always imagined him like when they introduced the Summer Court and like the whole water, you know, beach oasis thing. I was like, oh, like that's who I imagined when I read about Tarkin. But I mean, I don't think Tarkin was as buff.
My one of my favorite memes or reels or whichever version they put is Jason Momoa and Henry Cavill next to each other as like Cassian and Rhysand, and I'm like, yeah, I go with it.
Me too.
Those are my visuals. I don't know people.
Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill was Superman.
Oh, Superman. Okay.
The Witcher.
Witcher. Yeah.
But I've been wanting to watch that show, but because I keep hearing like season one is really good, it's season two, but I know they're replacing him soon with Liam. Yeah. Hemsworth. Am I forgetting his name?
Hemsworth.
Thank you. I almost said Neeson. I'm like, no, it's not Neeson.
I did have a quick follow up question on the Tamlin Redemption arc one, because Paula, I remember you saying or posting or something about like, oh, you know, Reese is like Snape, but.
I saw a reel that compared Reese to Snape.
Right. And I know everybody's like I like Snape like a lot when I was like reading the Harry Potter series for the first or like the end of the book. But then you know, you think about it a little bit deeply and like Snape's like obsessed, right? And in the same way, I think Tamlin literally did what Snape did. He went and sold out, like made a pact with Voldemort to get you know, Lily. And now that Voldemort decided to dunk the sisters too, he's like, well, that wasn't part of our deal or whatever. Right. So like to me, Tamlin was giving me Snape vibes, you know,
I can totally see it.
Yeah. Cause he doesn't like love Feyre. He's like, just you're mine.
Yeah. You know, and though he knows she's someone else's. Mm. I think it's so weird, right? Even this world where, your mate is like this, you don't choose your mate, basically. That's what it seems like to me. You know, they just obviously dunked this poor girl and now she has this guy who thinks it's her mate. Anyway,
I remember going into book two, I already knew, again, some spoilers, and for some reason I just knew that Tamlin was hated by the fans with this book, and I was like, okay, I wonder what's gonna happen, because again, they hyped him up and I personally didn't click with them as a couple in the first book, but here I was like, all right, cool. Well, let's see what happens. And the fact that he was just so distant and just only meeting up with her to sleep with her. And then, you know, sending this Voldemort. Yeah. Basically sending out the Voldemort of Prithian to go get her.
He was manipulating her. Yeah. Oh my God. I just cannot see myself being like, he had no choice. He had to do all these things. He didn't. Mm-hmm. And the fact that he sided with Ianthe is just, I just can't. We immediately did not trust her.
And you know what's interesting is because I remember you said Lucien was your favorite. I had already read
I had already read book two at that point, right? So I was like, I didn't like Lucien because of all this, right? He's just standing by and seeing everything, and like, he's not a High Lord, but he's like High Fae or whatever, right? Like he's powerful in the same way a lot of them are, like a lot of the court leaders are powerful, right? Yeah. Like he has powers. So I'm just like, you know, why aren't you saying anything, right? Or doing anything or protecting your friend? So you're just sitting by and watching it all happen. Like, I don't know. Lucien, I didn't like Lucien.
Yeah. In the second book, that's it. Lucien lost my love. I was upset because this is so many lines were crossed. You're watching her deteriorate and like fall apart. And just because your bro says so, you can't like protect her or defend her or like go to bat for her. She's your friend.
Also, with both Tamlin and Lucien, because Tamlin and shares trauma with Farrah, you know, they both, if anything, she's gone through more because she's the one that has to survive these horrible, deadly things and all this torture and died and has come back. But it's like, you know, Tamlin, Myla, speak with her more, communicate. Yeah, because it's like, I understand you're going through your own, you know, dilemma as well, but it's like, you know, this, you have somebody who does understand. And in my opinion, you just don't care. You or Lucien, either one of you could have just like knocked on her door, go find her during breakfast, something, and say, hey, are you okay? Are you still having nightmares? Are you still feeling? It's so simple. Communication is free, you guys.
Well, it is free. The response to the trauma of being locked up was to then be locked up again by someone else who was supposed to care for you.
Exactly. So that he triggered her. Poor girl. We were so happy when she escaped. Remember, Paula, we were meeting together. We were like, oh my gosh, she's out of the house. Yay. Yeah.
What about the cereal?
I was even we happy. Haven't discussed
the cereal yet.
Oh, the cereal.
Stay with the High Lord. Which Stay one?
With... Just when that happened, I was like, oh my God. Like, she didn't say, like, stay with Tamlin.
Yeah.
Stay with the High Lord.
I'm Which also one? Really loving the reels of the cereal being like, I'm going to let the girl catch me so we can discuss the tea. I'm like, yeah, I feel like that's legit.
Oh my God.
Cereal's like, I'm ready to dish on some tea. Let's go.
Just the whole second book is so eye-opening. I placed it in first place for me. It's just, it really makes the first book readable. And that's why I'm telling everybody, just please, I promise you, get through that first book. When you get to the second book, when you get to chapter 54, you're really going to understand everything.
And you can't skip the first book. We had this question from someone in a chat. Yes. It's just like, can they skip the first book and go to second? You can't. You actually do need the first book in this circumstance.
I mean, the first book, when you're reading it and you have not read the second book, that first 8% of the book, like,
snooze fest.
Can something freaking happen? Like, I am so freaking bored. But now when you read the second book and you learn everything, you're like, okay, now I got to go back because I need to like,
it reads very differently.
Everything that I look at everything so differently now, you know, and I've sent that reel of that guy, the lady's husband is reading the book. The tea was in. Like, I'm like, this right here is, this is me. Like that first book where he's like, what's his name? Rassan?
Prick.
Yeah, that's how I felt too. I was like, but when he's like, what was it? He's like, out with Tam Tam, in with Rassan. That I was like, yep, this is what happens. Like, it's just, I don't know how to put it into like real.
It just flowed better. Or, it was just 10 times better. It really did. Like there was no boring moment. The slow moments were good. The personal moments were good. The fantasy element was really good. The love, the sexual tension. Like,
well, I think you were also then more invested because you saw like an actual connection that made sense. Like it felt right.
Just everything. Yeah. Even her, like, when she visits, is it Adriata? Is this the
Sally? Is that, yeah, that's the summer court, court, right? Yeah.
Like, that whole... that scene...
The tension was so good.
The tension was so good.
Oh, and my gosh.
He's like, when she asked him, like, what's your problem, basically? He's like, what bothered me is that you smiled at him. I was like, you love her? I was like, if a smile is that powerful, I was like, mm-hmm. this is not, you're just trying to protect her because she's your friend. Mm-hmm. You love her.
Mm-hmm. And she was obsessing over if he was messing with, I forget her name. There's so many different fantasy names.
Is it Cressida? Cressida? Cressida?
Yeah. Cressida,
we kept
something
calling
like
her
that.
Cressida because of Bridgerton. yeah. And he was like, if you think I like went to bed with her, like just the fact that he's like, I don't know, this man is unattainable. I don't know if I belong in this world.
Also, I want to point something out too, because I'm technically new to the fantasy genre, technically. I read all the Harry Potter books. I read the Legendborn series currently because I know book 3 is coming out soon. But with this one, I felt that it wasn't too hard to understand because that's what I've heard about like high fantasy. I know this is romanticy, but I feel like this is why some people are just so like nervous about picking up the book genre because it's like, oh gosh, like am I not going to understand it? Like, is it too much book world building or detail? But honestly, for me, even with book 1, like both of these books so far have been smooth and great with world building and the fantasy element.
I think the difference is with some world building books versus like the ACOTAR series and even Crescent City, is they're like our world adjacent. So the places they take place are different names, but they're not in a world that's completely foreign. Like, yeah, you have all these weird mm-hmm. creatures, but you're not learning an entire new language. They're not trying to teach you a new language in this. They're not trying to give you all the histories as a download. Like Lord of the Rings is very world building, and that's what makes it hard for some people. And there's and I do like a world building book, but this one, because they're still like our world adjacent, just like in a different time period, it still makes sense to things.
Do we know what time period this is?
Yeah, this was confusing because they kept saying like, oh, I'm 5,000 years old. And we're like, but
you can't look at the ages. Like, I would think it's more because based on where Pharaoh was living, we have zero technology.
Okay.
They don't have like plumbing or anything. Because they talk about having to heat the water, bring it into the tub. So I'm thinking like, I can't give you years because I'm really bad at that.
But you know, like, we were just asking what we thought like the time period was.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's got to be older. Like I'm imagining lights or something. I don't know. Like I think about the prison. Like the prison's dark, right? Mm-hmm. But do they just have torches going down the side? Tarkin's thing. Like I'm not sure. You know, I don't know.
Right, because Tarkin's thing was like a handprint thing. That's pretty.
But right. You know what? But that's also magic.
Right.
So
right.
True.
Magic doesn't affect like the time period. So I'm like thinking like maybe like 1600s ish, like just okay. Because there's no plumbing in there. Like witch
trials. Oh, right. Like, yeah, there's no, yeah. But they just like
no
summon
electric,
water.
No
and
plumbing,
right?
No technology.
When she goes to the cabin and she basically takes a bath and changes, Fruity's like, isn't this supposed to be like back in the day? She's here in like cozy socks and a sweater and leggings.
Yeah.
And Rudy was like, and I was like,
they don't have showers. They only have tubs.
Yeah. So to me, it didn't click for me, but for Rudy, almost instantly, he was like, fuzzy socks, a sweater and leggings. Like, be a white girl getting her pumpkin spice latte.
You know, now that you brought up the cabin, we could talk about Farrah's painting.
Let me tell you that yes. If I let you stay in my cabin and when I come back, you painted it. I have 3 children, okay? I have found stuff on my walls. But if I go to my cabin where I go to like chill and whatever, and I see all these people's eyes everywhere. I would be livid. Girl, what are you doing? You couldn't conjure up some, I don't know, canvases or something? You had to paint the walls? What mm-hmm. is this? Yeah, that was weird.
Fair was really comfortable, as we all know.
She made herself home.
I think I mentioned it in our book one pod about the theory that Feyre is a horrible painter.
Yes. Okay, I was going to bring that up because I'm like, has anyone said these paintings are beautiful or that her work is good? Because it's like, if she doesn't know how to read and she's self-taught to paint, how do we know she's actually good? Because I'm like, has anyone said her paintings are beautiful? Maybe Tamlin, but Tamlin's irrelevant. So yeah, we don't really count him or his opinion.
There are other things that happen that indicate she is a good painter, but I still like to imagine like him walking into the cabin and it's like stick figures from a 5-year-old all over the house and not actually good. I do think that she's actually a good painter just because of how she like takes in the world and everything, but I still like imagining that they walk in and they're like, oh,
I saw a real
look at the eyeballs.
Yeah, the eyeballs. I'm sorry.
But like also she knew whose eyes they were, so they have to be good enough for her to be like, I know those eyes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love how Risa was like, did you draw my eyes? Not draw, but like, are you gonna paint my eyes too? And she's like, oh, you know. And it's like, we're building up. We've been building up to this point. They're alone in the cabin. And I don't even know what's going to happen in this particular chapter. I just kept hearing from friends, chapter 55 is the one where it's at. And I'm like, okay, thank you for letting me know. But yeah, I didn't actually think it was going to happen there. I was like, it could, unless he takes her back to Nyquil and then it happens. But sorry, Polly, were you going
to
say something?
The beginning, when she went back to the night, like when she went to Valaris, I thought that room that she was in, was it in Valaris? I don't know. Where the tub like basically is like an infinity pool kind of, and it like looks out. I thought stuff was going to go down there. I was like, this is foreshadowing. Something happened here. And it didn't. I was very disappointed. Cause I was like, right from when she described this room, I was like, oh, this is where it's going to happen. This is it right here. I was like, X marks the spot, but it did not happen.
Paula, you have also been very vocal about not chapter 55.
Oh, okay. So chapter 54, 100%. I mean, chapter 55 is good. It's not like, but it's not, to me, it's not the essence of Rhysand. The essence of Rhysand is him pouring out his heart and telling us everything that he did because he
loves her.
Just everything, like the licking of her tears, the protecting her from the picks in Kalanmine, just everything from oh my God, I was just like, I've read it so many times. It's not even funny. I've listened to it. I'm obsessed. 55 is great. I get it. That's where, like, you know, the action happens. But the lead up to the action, like, it wasn't just like, we're here, we're going to do it. No, I'm going to tell you everything that I've experienced since I found out, like, you were my mate. The fact that he could smell her and he knew she was there. Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
I was buddy reading this with Paula, and her reaction to chapter 54 was really beautiful because you could just hear in her voice when she was reading.
I cried while I was reading it.
Yeah, and it was beautiful, like, though. Yeah. You connected with the book, Paula?
Are you okay? And I was like,
I'm going to get through it.
I got to skip the spicy scene because Rudy, for those that don't know, Rudy and our little group, we read out loud to each other, mm-hmm. which I think that more people should do. It can get a little awkward when the spicy scenes, we basically like cover our eyes.
Yeah.
We don't make eye contact. But just like stopping mid chapter and like discussing everything that's happening or like what you think might happen up ahead is chef's kiss. It's my favorite thing.
It's how to pronounce favorite. A character's names, because we struggle through that so much.
Names. Yeah, we butcher people's names. Wait till you hear some of the names that I've come up for the third book. I cannot wait to do that episode, because some of the names. But yeah, chapter 54 is greater than 55. I know some people are really strongly against that. They are like, 55 is where it's at. 55 is where it's at. But 55 could not have happened without 54. It would not have been as beautiful.
I wasn't expecting the chapter to be so impactful and so beautifully written. And again, I wasn't expecting Reset to get that vulnerable, because obviously he has to be strong for his people and for everyone in his inner circle. And then of course he's keeping an eye on Pharaoh. So I was not expecting him to like break down, cry and be like, it's you, you're the love of my life. Like, I sent that image of the stars to your head so you can paint. And I'm like, oh my God, that was
it. Just everything. Yeah. Like, it's like, it is like, it was an aha moment. You're like, oh my God, this guy has been, it wasn't just like trying to protect her from Tamlin. It wasn't just the bargain. It was everything. He was, oh my God. When he described seeing her pink of flowers, which we hope are like beautiful, but we don't know. just like a human hand, like all, like the, when he describes like when he was seeing her in the human realm, it was like kind of like foggy or whatever. And then misty? Like the image,
Maybe a little misty.
Misty, yeah. Mist and Fury, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely got the Fury throughout the whole book.
Just that whole thing, like, I saw that part when he's reading through, like, saying all these things. I was like, this is the most beautiful declaration of love I have ever read. Ever. Aww. Like, there's nothing, I don't think anything can beat that. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Looking at Danny.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, let's see. I don't know. And then maybe making her, I don't know, go get her own wedding ring. So I was like, maybe more of that.
Yeah.
Engagement rings are kind of expensive. So I was like, maybe we should have all our partners go buy their own engagement rings.
Does book two explain why?
Like
the ring like was there?
Like his mom put it in there?
Yeah, the book with explained.
With the weaver.
Yeah,
yeah. The mom put it in there.
He once he admits, like the whole mate thing, he explains that it was supposed to be retrieved by his mate. Basically, like if somebody can retrieve this one is yours. So she was like, "Oh, so it was a test." And he was like, "Kind of, kind of. Angel, you almost died, but."
I knew something about a wedding ring going in because I remember seeing on Instagram this meme. You know how at Barnes & Nobles you go and sometimes underneath you'll get like a little like card from like the employees writing their comments? Yeah. Yes. So I saw this picture on Instagram and the little card under Miss and Fury said, he makes her steal her own wedding ring and it's amazing. And I'm like, wait, what are they talking about? This was like 2 years ago and that stayed right free in my mind. So reading this, I was like, okay, I wonder when that particular moment's going to pop up. So when Reset said, oh, we're going to go retrieve something, I was like, I know what's going on here. Now I get it. Darn you, Reset.
I had to Google something and it's not, you're not there yet. So,
okay.
Okay.
Dun, dun, I love dun. That she's so careful. She really is careful. She's the most considerate book friend there is. She will not spoil anything. If she's unsure, she will say nothing. Or she'll look it up like she just did.
Yeah, I had to look. And some of the things are so obscure. Like, is this going to actually be on the internet to tell me which book this took place in?
And, you know, I was thinking about, like, all these pairs, right? So, like, Rhys, like, it's weird, right, that Rhys was mated to Feyre even though she was human, right? Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about, like, pairs, like, Mor and Azriel have this little, like, tension going on. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, so I was thinking if you guys picked up on the like Cassian and Nesta like tension,
At the oh yeah, when they go back like, to the house, that
exactly
like,
when they go back to the house, and he's like they're snarky at each other, you know.
You're like, what is and, happening here?
Like Cassian even calls her out, like, oh, you know, like your sister was going out and, you know, protecting you guys while you guys sat on your ass and didn't yeah. do anything, right? So
which is how I and, felt since the since book one,
yeah, right? Since the beginning, like, yeah. And they are feel.
We're like, why is this child going out and basically getting like hunting for her family and her right. dad? Let me tell you, I do not like that man. I do not like that man, because disabled or not, you shouldn't be sending your child out to, you know, feed your right. family. I don't care who broke your kneecaps, figure it right. out. Anyway,
and then and when they were doing when the queens came, right, and they were talking about like, oh, you know, that's not our problem, whatever. And then Nesta and Elaine are like, well, you need to fight for us. Like, we're part of the kingdom, and we're like the border. Like, you guys have your border reinforced, but we're over here on this little like sliver of island. And the queens are like, whatever, you know. And Cassian's like, oh, Cassian's like, I'll protect you, right? I was like, this guy likes her.
I was like
this guy likes her. What? You know, right? Exactly. I was like, this guy. I was like, I think it's similar to like Lucien and Elaine. I think, but I mean, I don't know.
But it's different because it's, I don't know. He's not like, you could tell that there's something there, but he's playing around it, right? He's still giving yeah. her a hard time. He's not right. like, I want you and you're going to be mine. It's different.
Yeah, it is different. But I think there's something there between them because, I don't know, just their dynamic.
Yeah. Look at Danny. I love watching Danny when we mm-hmm. say something to see. And she has.
So like, I had to turn my camera off a few times there. I'm like, I need to fix my face.
You're like, she takes herself off the screen so we right. can't like read anything. That's how good she is about not spoiling anything. She's like, let me take my face out of here.
You know how I feel about Nesta.
Yeah, I do. Everybody apparently likes Nesta. I still think she's useless.
I think Elaine is useless. We'll see.
I've heard some people say like, oh, I love Nesta. Like it's not just you guys. Cause I'm like, oh, okay, cool. All right. Well, we're reading. Let's see if my mind's going to change. Let's see if we start liking her.
Some moments where I was like, okay, maybe she does care. Cause she's very like, I don't give a F. Like when she said to her, oh, this is why you painted the stars. Like, that she realized, mm-hmm. okay, this, you guys belong together. Like, even though she didn't say that, she like accepted that, okay, this makes sense now why you were painting these things. Right. So, you know, maybe I don't hate her as much as I did in the first book, but Elaine is still
what useless.
What are you here for? And somebody described Elaine as a Hufflepuff, and I was highly, highly offended. Highly. Because I was like, she's useless. And I am so sick of people feeling like Hufflepuffs are useless, because we're not. But maybe it's because they know something I don't.
They don't know anything that you
no.
don't.
Yeah.
We don't have Elaine's story yet.
Yeah, Elaine's okay. story is not really.
I'll like, I don't feel like that's a spoiler. Like, we don't know Elaine's story yet, because I am okay. still very apathetic about Elaine. I'm still also annoyed that she chose flowers over vegetables. You have a skill that happens to be gardening and you chose flowers over food?
Because you're
I have a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah J recently, while promoting Danny, was it called House of Wind? The latest book in the Crescent City series? What's it called?
Flame and Shadow is the newest one.
Flame and Shadow. Thank you. I know she said that she's obviously, like you guys have said, she's working on the next book. Some people say it might be Asriel's book, because I'm like, I don't really picture this being Elaine's, unless it is. But what do you guys think?
I don't know. Well, I haven't even heard all that
series, so I can't.
Yeah,
so I can't really comment. My bad.
I just know that the fifth one, everybody's told me the fifth one is from Nesta's perspective. So for some reason or other, she must do something, because up until like all through the first, second, she's useless. She's useless. Like, she hasn't done anything. You know, she cares about Elaine. Yes. That's obvious, right? She's going to bat for Elaine. She's like, no, you need to protect us. Things like that. You should care about the human world. You know, like that's obvious, but I don't know. Well, I guess I'll just have to wait till the fifth one.
I think it can be both. I think there's a, because like in the books you guys have read, you get Rhysand's and Feyre's. I think there's a possibility with Elaine's book, we might get multiple perspectives, not just from two characters, but more than that.
She's like, how do I say this without saying it?
Yeah. There are some questions I have regarding Asriel that leads me to believe that something happens in the next book. And then there's more information that's coming based on other things that have recently happened.
When you say recently happened, as in like Crescent City or something, or are you talking about like ACOTAR?
No comment.
Oh, no comment. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know if this is, maybe I won't say it. I won't say it. Sabrina shared something that there was about a connection between the series that was a little bit more obvious, but it wasn't spoiler, but you could tell whatever the connection was, it was obvious.
Interesting. But maybe it's not obvious to us.
Yeah, no, it's not obvious to us because we haven't. I think you've only read the one series. Yeah, it's in the other series. Oh, okay. Like it's in the other series. It connects back to ACOTAR.
Sabrina hasn't read the other ones, right?
No. It was just on her. It was on her TikTok page.
Hasn't she read the other ones? I know she's not on here, but
She reads everything else except that one. I think I told her to wait for me, but I think she's gonna start it soon.
Did she read Throne of Glass?
She hasn't read Throne of Glass yet. She was planning to start that this weekend, I think, but I told her, well, wait for me. But I'm like,
You finished book three though, right, Angel?
I finished book three, but I stopped. I'm not moving on because I don't want to be ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I don't want to be in my position.
Yeah, I don't want to be in Danny's position. I don't want to be, and I think the fifth, and I really think the fourth one.
You can make faces and be like,
yeah. And the fourth one is like so short anyway. Like I was like, nah, you know, I don't know. I'm not like, after the third one, I'm not like in a rush to read the next one.
Interesting.
It's a good pause.
Okay.
Does that make sense? So I can pause here and I can wait. And that way we can all like be on like, I don't know what's going to happen next. You know what I mean? So I picked up a different book series right now.
So as we do wrap up, I know Rudy and Paula have already started book three, but prior to starting, since I know you guys have these conversations, or since you aren't done, what theories do you have, or like, what would you like to see coming in book three?
Okay, so I'm being messy. So I'm convinced that Tamlin and Ianthe are going to mess around. I don't know why. I'm just getting those vibes because I'm like, So I don't know. I wonder if we're going to get a moment between Elaine and Lucien here, because I'm like, well, possibly. I do want to get to know more about the Night Court family just a little bit more, even though we did get a fair amount of them, but I just love them so much. I want to get more of them, and then just excited to see how Feyre is hopefully going to leave. Again, we haven't finished the series, so we don't even know if she leaves in this book, so I'm curious. And then,
well, at the end of book two, you know, they break the bond, right? But then you read the last two chapters. Oh my God, those last two chapters. Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Because you're like heartbroken, right? You're like, oh my God, like, I get it. She did it for her sisters, you know, like, mm-hmm. She has to leave. She has to, she's protecting her family. You know, she has to go back to this house where they trapped her, like, you know, but when they go like through what Rhys is thinking and he's like, oh, you have to go get her. Like, and he's like, no, like she's basically our spy now. And they were like, what? And then he like tells them that they had like, what do they call it?
Ceremony, married.
Yeah, they got like
bonding.
They got famous. They certified their mating bond. legally
locked it in. Yeah, legally
locked it in with a priestess that wasn't Ianthe.
Thank God.
I know. And I was just like, oh my God. So, like, I mean, that last sentence in that second book is, it is so good that you are like, she's a bad bitch. I love her. And I did not love her in the first book. I was like, girl, what are you doing?
Are you doing?
Until the very end, obviously, where she's like, you know, trying to protect this man, like save him. This last sentence in the second book is everything to me. I wrote it on a post-it and I have it at my desk. And so Tamlin unwittingly led the High Lady of the Night Court into the heart of this territory. And I screamed.
Mm-hmm.
I was like,
remember that scene where she shapeshifted the wings behind her back when she was like fighting off, I think it was Lucien. I can't remember.
Yeah.
It was
Lucien, like, yeah, Pharaoh, go Pharaoh.
She said, like, Night Court till I die.
Yeah, the second book is just so good. I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed. It's all I think about.
Okay.
Literally all I think about.
End of book two. We all know everyone loves Rhysand. Favorite character that's not Rhysand.
Favorite character that's not Rhysand.
And character you want to learn more about in book three.
For me, go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, thank you. For me, it would be Cassian. That's my favorite right now. Just love him. I just think he's just so fun. He's so full of charisma.
Such a vibe.
Who I want to get to know. Yeah. Who I want to get to know more. Omrin still, just because she's still this big mystery. I love that we got to get to know more a lot here, even though we met her here, but her backstory too, heartbreaking, all of them. But with more, it's like, wow, your own family. Well, all of them too, but yeah. So Asriel, we'd like to get to know him more.
Lucien's family.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know, you know, and I think I want to wait, did you say Lucien's family?
Is that what you said, Paula? They basically left her for dead.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you said that's who you wanted to get to know more.
Oh God, no.
Oh, no. Okay.
Go ahead. What were you gonna say?
Well, so who do you want to know more about?
Oh, I think I'm with Rudy on the Amryn thing. I just want to know what she is.
Yeah.
I need to know if she's like a vampire, like why she doesn't, like, to me, she's not. I just want you to know, I don't know much about vampires.
And Living Forks.
Call people spider monkey. This is all I know. And only because I watched the Twilight movies like a year ago. Okay. Oh God, that was horrible.
Paper cut in the second one.
I know they don't eat, you know? So I was like, okay, she doesn't eat. She drinks blood. She likes lamb's blood. Goat is okay too. It's just weird. Like, I need to know more. Like,
mm-hmm.
to know more. But yeah, I definitely want to get to know Amryn and Asriel, just because he's so like dark and mysterious, and he seems like shy but a little bit badass too. I don't know. I'm like, he gives off very much emo vibes, like.
I felt the
hair over the eye. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, this is an emo kid. I need more.
He's the poor tortured soul. Like, he's the brooding type. Yeah. The brooding type. Brooding. I think it's brooding.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Amryn and Asriel, I think.
Yeah. I think I'm with you guys too. When I finished book two, I was like, you know, I need to know more about Amryn. Like, we didn't get a lot. Supposedly she's a badass, right? Like, mm-hmm. and I realized we didn't talk about it, but the Battle of the Rainbow Bridge or whatever with the Ator and everything, like, she was literally in people's minds and taking on like the entire army by herself, right? Like, and Rhys like built her up like this thing, like she can take them all out or whatever, right? Like, just her. Like, Rhys is like building her up, like she's like some really, and like he only stopped her once or something is what he said, right? Like, I only could control her once in the last 1,000 years or something. So I don't know. Like, I wanted to know more about her.
Yeah. There's something up. I need to know. I hope she's not a vampire. but probably, that's just the way my life is.
We're going to be like Bella biting our lip, you know, pushing our hair behind our ear, cringing, cutting our fingers on paper cuts and gifts and tripping and falling. Once we find out the truth about Amryn, sorry.
Can you imagine? I'll be devastated. Anyway.
Oh, gosh.
Are you guys reading any books that are not ACOTAR at the current time?
Oh, are we? Paula, do you want to go first?
That you're willing to share with the public. Paula's not always willing to share with the public.
Hold on. I'm going to give you something.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, I don't want to put it on here.
Okay, cool. No, you're fine.
I am reading through the first Percy Jackson book. The show is very, very similar. Like,
the author had a lot to do with the casting and working on the show.
And I love the show. So, like, I'm reading it and I'm like, this is the show. Like, there's some, like, I found some, like, differences and stuff, but it's very, very similar.
So the show, not the movie, right?
Not the movie.
Because I heard the movie was, I had the movie.
I've never seen the movie. I didn't know anything about Percy Jackson until the show came out on Disney Plus, and the kids were like, hey, can we watch this? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's watch it. Lennon is also reading Percy Jackson. He's actually farther into it than I am. So, yeah, that's the only thing I can share, because the other ones are not. Oh, well, Chanel did send me which I downloaded so I could read it on the cruise. It's not really a book. It's like a fan written
fanfic.
I don't know if it counts as, yeah, I guess it's a fanfic. It's A Court of Mist and Fury, but from Rhysand's point of view. So I have that. I'm gonna probably start it on the cruise, maybe if I finish this third book and I can like read something else that is not the other books, but I do have them downloaded on my Kindle just in case, because I might not be able to stop.
Wait, Paula, would you want to reread the first book? Because I know you said you wanted to see like the references with like Rhysand. So would you want to go back to the first book? Because I'm trying to slow you down to not jump ahead with this.
I know
book we're reading. I'm trying to slow you down.
I'm gonna say, I don't think this is a spoiler. I'm having a very hard time this time around. I didn't have this with the second. I did a little bit with the second book, but I think for slow readers, we got through it pretty quickly. We read it in a month. But with this book, it's the third book is very, there's so much going on right off the bat that it's very hard to like stop and be like, okay, I'll read you later. It has been very hard. Just to tell you, I started it the other day and I'm already on chapter 16. That should say a lot. That's a lot of chapters for me. It is 23% of the book. So, anyway.
That's almost a quarter of the way through. I can't wait to talk to you guys about the
third book, because I have I have nicknames. I have lots of thoughts. I've been writing them down. I'm trying to be better about writing the stuff down. But yeah. But that's it.
I see, Paula. I think like you're just like an example. Like I think when people say, "Oh, you know, I'm not readers or I don't like to read," or this, is people just got to find what they like, right? Because when you do, then you are very much a reader, and you are gonna fly through whatever it is you like.
Yeah,
you know? Like some people say, "I'm not a faster reader," but you are if you like it. You know what I mean? So
right. Yeah, you're probably
absolutely.
Right. I mean, I've said it here 1,000 times. Harry Potter was the very first book that I ever read that was not a school assignment. I was already 22 years old when I read it. That's when it came out in the US. I was 22. I read it and I was like, oh my God, is this why people read? Like, but I have never found anything like that. I have tried other books. I even tried Twilight. I did. But I could not. I was like, this is not giving me the same. It's not giving me the same feeling. This, on the other hand, this is why every time somebody says like comments on my thing, like, oh, I'm still stuck on the first book, I privately message them. I'm like, listen, I understand. I need you to just get through it. I promise you the last 20% of that first book will keep you hooked. But this second book, there is, for me, there's nothing like it. I'm just shook.
Angel, what are you reading right now?
I have two, but I kind of put one down for right now. It's The Kingdom of the Wicked. So Sabrina got me into The Kingdom of the Wicked, and then I got through like 10 chapters yesterday pretty quickly. They're really short, actually. It's a really short book. I think it's a young adult book, so it's pretty quick. And I wanted to start the novella, but I know the novella, the Frost and Starlight. Right? I was like, Frost and Starlight. I'm like, I'll wait for Paula. Because I kind of like want to be in the same spot. Yeah, exactly. So I'll wait. And then I started like The Black Witch, which is a series by Laurie Forrest, and also The Shadow of the Gods, which I think is a high fantasy book, but I haven't gotten through very far of that. So right now the one I'm working through is Kingdom of the Wicked. That's the one I'm moving through. I'm making progress.
Can you give us like a short synopsis?
Yeah. I'm so glad you brought this up. The way Feyre talks about painting, this character talks about cooking. So I was telling Sabrina yesterday, because we're doing it on Buddy Reads on the Story Graph. She's done. She finished it, but she left me a bunch of comments at different points in the book. But I went back and put a comment about this is Feyre, but cooking instead of painting, you know, but not all that. I just mean like the way like Feyre is talking about painting and things like that. This girl's talking about cooking because her family's a bunch of cooks. They're also witches. Like there's this idea about witches, and then there's these demons, which I think are like, there's one demon for every deadly sin. And then there's like the devil himself. And so there's like, I feel like it's another, I think it's going to be another enemies to lovers kind of thing, in the same way where like Reese is depicted as like this horrible person. And the same way that these people have these opinions about these demons, I think it might be something similar to that. I'm not far enough in. All I know is that she's a witch. She comes from like a line of witches. There's different witches sects in like the country. So, and then there's just this like tension between demons and them. Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's an easy read in the terms of like it's easy to read. Yeah, it's easy to read. There's just a lot of like, you know, names to it's Italian, like they talk about different Italian foods and like names for things.
I think I'd be hungry. I'm already hungry.
Well, there was a line, something about, she said, I thought about olive oil, or I couldn't stop thinking about olive oil. And I was like, what is this? So
that's what Italians think about.
A good olive oil.
I mean, seriously, I'm planning a cruise in the future that goes to Italy. I'm like, all right, I need to get olive oil. I wish I was lying, but that is legit.
Have you heard about this series, Danny?
I have not.
No, because I think Maddie's read it, and Megan's working on the last one. So, yeah.
I'll add it to my list.
Rudy, what are you reading?
Yeah, so I'm all over the place. I'm almost done reading Colin and Penelope's Bridgerton book, Romancing Mr. Bridgerton. I like the moments between them, but just as an overall book, I'm like, I'm not really connecting with this. Paula, Carriage, no spoilers.
Carriage.
I was doing the audiobook for Misery by Stephen King, the first half. That's what I wanted to do, the first half. And then the second half, do physical book. I have my copy right here and I love it. I'm really enjoying it. I highly recommend it. And it's funny how there's no monsters or ghosts or anything supernatural related, and yet it's just still
a really horrible person.
Yeah, just a really horrible person. Yeah, monsters don't exist under your bed. Sometimes they're human and they live next door. So this book proves that, and I love it. What else too? I'm listening to the audiobook for A Touch of Darkness by Scarlett St. Clair. I believe that's her name. And it's like a Hades Persephone's modern retelling. Yeah, and it's really sexy. It's really nice. Like, that's not the reason why I'm reading it, because I'm like, okay, I like Greek mythology and I want to know more about like Hades and Persephone. I've heard good things about it. There's like a Hades version of the books, because the original book series is from Persephone's point of view. And then you have the newer series from Hades' point of view. And this is going to sound so weird, but I feel like this is the 50 Shades of Grey that I would have preferred to have seen. I've never read the books, but I feel like this is what the movie should have been, with this like Greek mythology. I can't even speak mythological retelling. So I like it. She's currently in the underworld with him right now. That's where I'm at. I'm almost halfway through and I'm really enjoying it. I do recommend that one. What else? I'm going to start Little Women soon with my best friend. Yeah, it's just a lot of things are piling up right now for this particular month.
Rudy's and I'm like, DVR is taller than him. That's
That's how you know you're a reader. Taller than him.
Yay. bookshelf and all. Yeah.
So Paula's will never be taller year. Than hers because she's a Kindle girly.
Yay. No, yeah. I love my trying Kindle to too. Rudy, so I like to bounce back and forth. Hard.
Rudy will put it on his Kindle, buy the book, mm-hmm. and then purchase the audiobook. He is my budgeting nightmare. I am like, Rudy, you don't need to do this. You don't have to.
I'm also pro Libby app though. So no, yeah, that's how I get a lot of the free stuff too. And yes, I'm more than happy to. Yeah. So Libby app is super helpful. I've saved a little bit of money there. It's because since it's through my library doesn't have certain things or certain popular things. So that's why I'm like, ugh. It does have ACOTAR.
Here, let me give you some help, Rudy.
Mm-hmm.
The Harris County Library in Texas has an iCard. You do not have to live in the borders of Texas, mm-hmm. but they have an amazing digital selection. And if you get the iCard, it's all internet based. They have a phenomenal collection of books. Cause like my personal library system here has nothing. So I actually use my library account, and you can add them both to Libby, your local one, and it'll search both of them. So if your local library doesn't have it, Harris County does, it'll show you that Harris County does, and you can get it from them.
And it is legit. Like, it's legit. You're not like, you're putting your real address, your real name. You're not like lying.
It's
a real
library system.
But yeah, I have it too. That's actually how I get a lot of my books. I am proud to say that since I got my Kindle, I have not purchased even one book.
Also, I cannot say that.
And I'm so proud of you. I've had a Kindle
for years.
You're not alone, Danny. You're not alone.
me trying to get Sabrina in the same boat, Paula. But listen, she likes.
I'm going to tell you guys something. So, like I said, Rudy and I read out loud to each other. When we started Mist and Fury, he was like, "Oh," I was like, "Hey, I can help you download it onto your Kindle," and he was like, "No, no, I have the physical book. It's not a big deal." Da, da, da. He's like, "We're reading, right?" And he's holding his book, and he's like, "Oh my god, after you read on the Kindle, these books are heavy." And
yeah, I was like, the flick of the wrist.
Yeah, he was like shaking his like carpal tunnel. He was basically having like a carpal tunnel attack while he was mm-hmm. reading because he was holding a book. And I was like, you see? But and then right after that, we literally put the book on his Kindle. And then he was I understand now.
Yeah, I was reading it on my Libby app through my library, and then it was like, "Hey, you're done," and I was like, "No,
come back."
So I was forced to do a physical because it's part of my pile. So, yeah. But thank you again for your help.
Rudy reads on the Kindle and then goes and grabs his physical book, turns to that page so he can physically look at how much of the book is mm-hmm. left.
Absolutely.
Like when we say in the chat, like, "Oh, we're 22% in," or whatever, he'll be like, "What page is that?"
Yeah, I need to know physically, like a mental picture and a physical like version of that. I'm like, okay, this is how much work we've done. We're halfway through. We're almost done. He
refuses to let go of print.
All right, so why doesn't everyone remind us who you are and where we can find you?
So my name is Rudy, and you can find me at Rudy's Multiverse. And I'm also the co-host of the Fantastic Grotto podcast, where we recently discussed the Avatar TV show on Netflix. And we've also recently discussed the Margot Robbie Oscar snub with Barbie and that whole controversy. So we discussed that as well. Also, I just want to point out the movie Barbie proves its point with the Oscars. I just want to point that out. So, yeah, so we discuss those things. We talk music, sometimes books. And sometimes whatever is going on in pop culture, we don't focus on that. We mainly focus on like the entertainment aspect. So like the Oscars, the SAG Awards recently. And yeah, so that's where you can find us. And if you need me, I'll be drowning in my books, but I'll be reading with Paula mainly.
And my name's Angel, and you can find me on Instagram at Wizard of Main Street.
And I'm Paula. I'm the co-host of Creating Magic Podcast. You can find me on Instagram on Creating Magic Podcast. You can also find my It used to be my Harry Potter account, but now it's a Bookstagram, apparently. At Unpensivable, you can find me on TikTok, on Facebook, on Twitch, on Threads. I am living for Threads right now. Threads is like my book haven right now. So you can find me on those at Unpensivable. I also have a planner account. It's at More Than Favors. I do budgeting and paper planning, and yeah, that's me.
And I'm Danny. I can be found at Mandrakes and Mischief, and as well as the podcast account, which is Creating Magic Podcast. And then if you have questions to submit for Wings and Ruin, you can send them over to the podcast account, or you can email them to creatingmagicpodcast@gmail.com. Also, we have a Pinterest page now, so you can find us at Creating Magic Podcast on Pinterest also. And until next time, keep creating.